Good morning. As I was looking over the choices of the liturgical readings for today, when I saw Paul's letter to the Ephesians, I couldn't help remembering when Craig and I were on a Mediterranean cruise with two dear friends about 10 years ago. I had so many favorite ports of call until we came to Ephesus, Turkey. And for all time, that will always remain my favorite place to visit. We were also moved by the majesty and spirit of this ancient city, which during Greek and Roman times had been the center of trade and commerce. And we were especially moved by visiting the nearby house of Mary. The minute I walked through the door of her house, my body vibrated with awe. We also visited what is claimed to be St. John's burial place. Again, standing on that holy ground was powerful. It was not hard to imagine the vitality and life that once filled this ancient city space with its houses, theater, Colosseum, and market. Seeing the two-story, well-preserved skeleton of the library was amazing. And being able to actually touch the ancient stones of those ruins was truly incredible. I was surprised to see how large the city was and how well-preserved some of the beautiful detailing was on the buildings. I still carry the wonder of that experience within me. There was a prayer wall located outside of the house of Mary, and we all took the opportunity to write a prayer and stick it in one of the niches in the wall, where our prayers joined others offered by the thousands of people who had come before us. Somehow, our prayers seem to take on a greater significance because of the spiritually rich atmosphere of that place. And that leads me into our reading for today, which is Paul's second prayer to the Ephesians. This section offers a bit of relief from the heavy theological portions that had been written up to this point. This prayer represents a moment of tenderness in which Paul speaks directly to his readers about his care for them. He speaks of his prayer for his readers, which he does on bended knee. Paul, like other apostles, had been entrusted with revelation by the Spirit. Specifically, it had been revealed to him that Gentiles who received the gospel of faith are fellow heirs of the promises of God. They too are members of the body of Christ, and therefore they have access to God. For this reason, he prays that his readers may be strengthened in spiritual power, love, and knowledge. Paul is describing to us the life of faith. He tells us that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. We believe that Christ lived and died and rose again, but Paul goes beyond that here. He views the life of faith not as a matter of looking back to the life and ministry of Jesus, but as a matter of Christ living in our hearts in the here and now. And Paul says this happens through faith. He also says this happens as you are being rooted and grounded in love. He says that the life of faith is grounded in the experience of God's love. And how do we experience God's love? I think Paul answers that question in the next verse. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. It's with all the saints that we come to know this love. The idea is that it is in the community of faith that we experience the love of God. We enjoy this mysterious internal relationship with God as we support and encourage and love one another. Most of us have known people who communicated God's love to us at various times in our lives. Sometimes that's the only way we made it through a crisis. As a deacon and as a hospital chaplain, I share prayers with people pretty often, and I also realize how much I cherish having a prayer said for me. I had a patient whom I adored, but has since passed away, who was bedridden for more than 10 years. At the close of our visits, I would always say a prayer with her, taking her hand in mine. One day, after I finished my prayer for her, she surprised me and took my hand in hers and said a beautiful prayer for me, which greatly touched my heart. And I'll tell you, it's in these times when we really experience faith at its best. That's when, as St. Paul describes this life, we find ourselves filled with all the fullness of God's love. In my life's journey, it seems to me that there is nothing so grounding as the experience of being loved. That's what enables us to go on living this difficult and sometimes confusing life of faith. Think about what we have gone through this last year. Keeping our connection together became even more important. In our isolation, things sometimes looked very dark, with no beacon of light available. And yet, into that darkness came a saving technology. We were able to live stream our Sunday service for the first time. Our church had not closed, just adapted to a new way of communicating, a new way of worshiping. We were able to remind each other that God had not closed his doors either. Believing through our faith that we actually were not alone, that our God was with us every step of the way, gave us a solace we so badly needed. Our faith enabled us to go through the ups and downs and twists and turns of life with a growing sense of stability and serenity and strength. We may never understand fully what it means to live in faith, to live in this mysterious relationship with an unseen God, to be strengthened by internal resources granted by the Spirit of God, to be grounded in the love of God. It gives us strength to keep praying the prayers and listening to God, listening for God to speak through the Word. And it keeps us all grounded enough to find our own strength in our own way, to find ways to serve others every day with peace, calm, kindness, and compassion. Amen.